Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. This episode of Matt Mania is brought to you by me, Mega Ran, and the good folks at Random Beats. And I got a lot of guests on this one. It's a mini-sode that I created while I was at MAGFest 2016 in D.C. This has been a really, really, really fun experience, of course, as every MAGFest is, but this one was a little crazy. Everybody's doing their post-mag wrap-ups, and you'll see something from me online, but I have to say overall, man, it was my favorite MAGFest. It was a little touch and go. Gotta be honest, I almost didn't make it. They almost forgot about you, boy, you know? But came through, rocked it, had a great time. Me, it was awesome for me, but I think it was even better for the folks I got to bring with me, who will also, many of them, will be on this podcast. Kadesh Flow, Richie Branson, Kay Murdoch, IQ. They're going to talk about their favorite African-American wrestlers and moments really quickly, and then we're going to get out of there. But the reason why I put this episode out when I did was because I'm probably on tour, like right now. When you hear this, I'm going to be on tour. So I just wanted to make sure I had an episode ready to rock for you guys for, you know, the time that I'll be on the road, which is like an entire month. Now, it's late because, you know, Black History Month's a short month. So we decided we would extend it a little bit. Yeah, that's fair. We can do that. We have the technology. Anyway, couple of shout outs though for MC Lars, who I'll be on the road with, and go get those tour dates, man, because I don't want to call out a date that I'm actually not like too late for, you know what I mean? So I'd rather just wait, but you know what, I think I could just tell you guys where I'm gonna be. I'm gonna get my cheat sheet in front of me, and then I'm totally going to do that. Alright, so, this is the deal. The Zombie Dinosaur Tour, me, MC Lars, and you, is going to be in these dates. In these places, on these dates. March 1, Salt Lake City. March 2, Denver. March 3, Omaha. March 4, St. Louis. March 5, Burnsville, right outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. March 6, Chicago. March 7, Cincinnati. March 8, Ann Arbor. March 9, Buffalo. March 10, Cambridge, Massachusetts, not UK. March 11, Brooklyn, New York. March 12, Philly. March 13, Raleigh. March 16, Dallas. March 17 through 20th in Austin. March 20th for me, I'll be in Stephenville at TexanCon. And then March 22nd, a solo show in Houston. March 24, in New Orleans. And then 25th, 26th in Boise, Idaho, rocking a huge festival called Tree Fort with Aesop Rock and Odyssey, among others. My boys, the dedicated servers, and a bunch of my Boise fam are going to be there rocking. It's going to be a fun time. So we're like really into the stretch of things, and it's a difficult time, like just personally, you know, because my mother-in-law just passed away. And I've been, you know, just trying to do as much as I can for the family, but having a tour that I had to go on, and, you know, I can't necessarily postpone dates and things and flights, and it's a lot, man. So it's like I'm going to miss the funeral, and I feel like a big piece of crap for that, and you know, but rest in peace, Ma Walker. I will miss you. I will miss our conversations. You making me laugh. She was a straight shooter. She would tell you how it is, whether you liked it or not. You know, and every time she saw me, she would grab my hand, like to hold my hand. But she would be looking to see if my ring was on. So that was always fun. So I'll say that, you know, in lieu of flowers and things, I mean, if you guys are, you know, want to send your condolences, like messages, I definitely appreciate that stuff. But, you know, don't send things that'll die. Like, you know, don't do that. I'm not a big flower person. You know, flowers die, man. I've never been a flower guy. So, ladies, if you do like flowers, I apologize, because I don't feel that something that dies should represent any sort of love or sentiment at all, unless it's something that dies. Like, I'm going to like you for a short time, and then you get a flower. You know? Anyway, I've done enough talking. This is the late Black History Month edition of Matt Mania. I'll see you guys at WrestleMania. Oh, I just remembered. I just got confirmed for WrestleCon, my first ever wrestling convention. I will be there with some friends, with Lynx Kinetic, with Teak Hall, with a table, with shirts, and yeah, it'll be great, man. Not table like as if I'm going to put you through it, but just a table. Man, there's so many guests going to be there. Shawn Michaels, man, Pentagon Jr., like so many great names. I can't even go through them all, but go to WrestleCon.com for info. I will be there April 1 and 2. That just got announced. So that's after this tour. All right, guys, I'm out. I will see you in a little bit. I'll come back at the end and pop in, but enjoy our Black History Month episode of Matt Mania. Ring the bell. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I'm Mega Ran, and this is another high impact, well, medium impact episode of Matt Mania. We're going to keep it low bumps on this one. No high risk maneuvers. We're going with a mini episode. We are live, son, at MAGFest in the DC area. We just rocked. I got some guests, and this is a mini episode right before the pay-per-view, because I always do one after the pay-per-view. So I figure, in fact, this is also going to come after the pay-per-view. Let me just be honest with myself. I'm not editing this today. So this is a mini-sode. I got guests, though, representing the NPC, Nerdy People of Color Collective, which is npccollective.com. I got my man IQ.
What up?
I got Kadesh Flow.
What's up?
And K Murdoch.
Yo.
Way in the back. All right, we are in the hotel room just kind of doing our last little bit of things before everybody checks out and gets out of here. But I was like, man, I got all these people together. We might as well talk some wrestling. Also, it's February, which is Black History Month. And this might be the blackest Black History Month ever. Between Beyonce's song, between Kendrick's Grammy performance. It's been a very, very black month. So we're going to... Oh, we got some more guests coming. We got more guests. Looks like it's one up. What's up? And it's Richie Branson.
Yo.
We're doing a podcast. They're crashing the party. We're doing a podcast about Black History Month and wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, off the top of my head, the wrestling thing with I don't know, African American guys have been kind of polarizing in the wrestling thing. It's been one way or the other, either like super over the top, or like, you know, kind of stereotypical, you know, things. Now, but we're going to pick out some of our best. I was originally going to do this as good, bad, ugly, like the one you hated the most, the one, you know, but let's not do that. Let's keep it positive. Yeah. So I'm going to go around the room and have everybody pick their favorite. And I'm going to pick last because Kadesh Flow took mine. So so I'm going to have a new one by the time it comes to me. So all right, I'm going to start off Kadesh, though, because you do have my answer. Who is your favorite African-American wrestler of all time?
I got to go with Booker T. He just had the kind of, I shouldn't say retro, but that very funky culture, very angsty, said what he meant what he said, had the moves, had the attitude, and matter of fact, didn't cut any words out, you know.
Can you dig it, sucker? You know. I was a big fan of Booker T. I was glad to see him get his shine, you know, at the end of the WCW and then transferring over, because a lot of guys, when they come from, like, WCW, don't necessarily get a chance to really shine in the WWE, or F at that time, I think it was. But I think, I'm a huge fan. I actually met him for a quick second at WrestleMania last year, and I saw him signing autographs at Comic-Con. And, like, I didn't want to go up to him because I know people, they want money when they're there, you know. So I wanted to just be like, yo, I'm a big fan. But I didn't want to be, like, I'm not going to pay you. So, you know what I'm saying, for your name on a piece of paper. But anyway, I'm not quite into autographs yet, but at some point maybe I will be.
I have his autograph somewhere at my parents' house.
Oh, that's tight. That's tight. He's my favorite too, man. Like, I felt like his in-ring stuff was great. The interviews were great. Like, the gimmicks were dope. He went through the King Booker, you know, he was the king for a while. Like, he was always funny, always entertaining, always intense. And he can wrestle, most importantly. So, Booker T, I'm going to give it up for you. I think he's a Hall of Famer as well. So, big ups to the book. Next up, IQ.
Okay.
Who's your favorite? So speaking to the mic, sir.
Okay. You say one, but I got to
oh, come on. You got to be difficult.
I got to be difficult. All right. So, I got to go old school. I mean, when we talk that, it's like, the new school people bring so much. Mm-hmm. So when you speak about people, like, now this is not my answer, but while new school, I'd probably lean towards like The Rock, right?
Okay.
Old school wise, though, I'd have to say dudes like Coco Beware.
Yeah.
And Junkyard Dog.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom used to get hyped when Junkyard Dog would come out, because he would come out to Another One Bites the Dust. And he'd be doing the like Funky Chicken and, you know, he had the chain on and like, he was intense. And my mom would be like, yeah, I like that guy, you know. So I liked JYD. Yeah, I think he passed, man. Rest in peace, Junkyard Dog.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I loved like his style, because he kind of looked like George Clinton or something like that. He had that look to him, you know.
If he was a wrestler.
And yeah, like if George Clinton was a wrestler, he'd probably be like Junkyard Dog. So he was funky, you know, and he got down in the ring. So big fan, big ups. My favorite, I got a new answer now, is Virgil. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. All right, Richie. Oh, he's on the phone. Okay. One up. Do you have a particular favorite?
I mean, I haven't watched wrestling for quite some time, but I was gonna say school. I was gonna say Booker T. I was at a birthday party that one of my mom's friend's kids was having, and it was at the Marriott in Buffalo, and it just happened to be the same weekend that they had one of the big wrestling matches.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, is this influx of like 20 wrestlers.
Wow.
And so I gotta find the box that's at my parents' house, but I just, I ditched the party, and I'm just like walking through. I'm like, you know, 10 years old maybe.
Wow.
And I'm like, can I have your autograph? And they're all just walking in with their bags and just stopping and given the autographs, but I remember I was like, oh, that's Booker T. I'm like, I recognize you.
Wow.
Swole as all can be.
The super swole.
I got to throw a disclaimer in there, right? So we could say New Day, but, you know, they're really new.
Well, they're very current. They're very new. It's a new day. I mean, I really love New Day, of course. And what they're doing right now is great. It's super entertaining. I definitely wanted to keep it with, you know, some of the older guys, some of the older school.
That was a thing, but I got to at least mention.
You absolutely, know, they have to be mentioned, because right, these guys have paved the way for what they're doing, and what they're doing is just phenomenal. It's like must-see TV when they're on. So that's dope. Kay Murdoch, do you have a pick for your favorite?
Yeah, I was – it's a tie. I don't know. Okay. When I was into wrestling at its height in the Attitude Era, I was such a fan of The Rock that I used to take my last name as Murdoch. I used to call myself The Doc. Minus 4 inches and 100 pounds, right? But I was really into, like, just his charisma, I guess, the swag.
Mm-hmm.
He was just, like, to see where his journey was, like him coming from, you know, really being pushed more of the Samoan side, and then when he came back with The Nation and just became, like, that dude, like, in, you know, the Scorpion King and beyond. But the other person I was going to say, as much as we were talking about him yesterday and clowning him, because he's kind of known for, like, more his bit with the APA and The Nation, was Farouk or Ron Simmons. Because when he came out, he was, like, a 3-time WCW champion.
He's the first black heavyweight champion.
And he was a hell of a wrestler. Like, you know, so beyond the damn, and all that
stuff.
He was, like, you know, a really good.
He paved the way. He was an OG.
He'll probably kick your butt.
You know what's crazy, though, is that, man, I watched some of the old stuff when he was champion. I think it was WCW, early WCW, like NWA type stuff, that they would really play up the racial angle a lot. back then, and they would have the people he fought against like make comments like, "Oh, you black, blah blah blah," or "I'll smack the black off you, blah blah blah." You know, wow. I've seen some old interviews. Remember Greg the Hammer Valentine?
Yeah.
He had like a borderline racist promo that I saw where he was like that big black gorilla or something like that. And I was like, "Whoa, buddy." Whoa.
As far as I'm concerned, it's the bait, dog, to get you, you nasty individual, nasty black person into the ring so I can slap you around one more time because I didn't finish what I started, you understand? I didn't finish what I started. I'm going to slap you around, boy. I'm going to rub your nasty black face right into the ring, you understand? And all that's going to be left is a big black spot.
You know, they've walked the line with the, you know, racism in wrestling before. I'll insert the audio of Vince McMahon walking through saying,
"How long are we coming for
you?" But so they've definitely walked the line or tiptoed it with the racism in there. But it's good to see guys go over the top. So my backup pick would be Mark Henry. That's gonna be my backup. Cause Mark Henry was a bad dude. He's a big dude. Me, I was always partial to the big dudes. And he actually won the world title. And like, he was always mean, and he's a legit power lifter. He was an Olympic and can dunk a basketball. Like, this dude is like an athlete. And he was huge. Like, he was 400 pounds and could dunk a ball. Like, so that's crazy. Like, yes. Thank you. Yeah. Mark Henry's run as world champion was dope because he's a bad guy and he was beating, like, I went back and watched some of it. He's beating, like, guys like Randy Orton. And I think Daniel Bryan actually beat him for his first time getting the title.
Yeah, but it was also convincingly.
But yeah, he would like muscle dudes. Like, it was just like pure power. Like, I love that about it. He would call it the Hall of Pain. Yeah. And like, he was just beating people up. And I remember he got on the mic when he first won. He was like, "Don't you cheer for me?" He's like, you didn't want me to win. You weren't rooting for me. This is all about me," or something like that. It was a great like moment where there was probably a little bit of realness in there when he spit that out. But anyway, I thought that was dope. And in this era, I mean, outside of The Rock, and I mean, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from The Rock's heritage, but let's be honest, he's half black, he's half Samoan. Hey, he's a half breed. No, I'm just kidding. But honestly, and I mean, he's got the look that makes him look quote unquote exotic. You know what I mean? So it's a different type of thing. But when a guy who's undoubtedly, unabashedly black, you know what I mean? Like a Ron Simmons or a Booker T, or it's a much different thing.
Johnson. That's my dude.
Ahmed Johnson.
Ahmed Johnson, that was my dude.
Yo, Ahmed.
He was just dope, man. He had that build, bro.
Yo, he was huge.
Yeah, he looked like a bull, dude.
He would do the Pearl River plunge. Yeah. Pearl River, Mississippi.
Yeah, he was dope, man.
Oh, man. Ahmed. He had a nice feud with The Nation. They were like trying to get him to join The Nation, and he would never join. So him and Farouk would fight. D'Lo Brown, I got to shout him out. He was also there. The Charles Wright, the Godfather. So there were plenty of dope dudes. And
pimping ain't easy.
Yeah, the Godfather, the whole train. But anyway, so this is our mini episode, just giving, you know, a little bit of shout out to the some of our favorite African American wrestlers. And I guess that's about it. Honestly, though, I mean, I don't know. I'm just glad to see that I'm not the only one. But as kids, you know, especially as black kids, looking at the TV, you know, you tend to get excited and even, you know, more so interested when you see your own, like, represented on the screen. And, like, it's deep. Like, when you look at it, like, yeah, I like that guy. And then it's because he looks like you, you know, and there's definitely a connection to that. So it's really dope to see guys like the New Day on today, you know, doing stuff, because kids, you know, little black and brown kids can look at that and be like, you know, I can do this. And, you know, I don't have to shuck and jive per se, you know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Well, see, that was one thing, like, growing up, because in that era, like, of Coco and the Junkyard Dog, there weren't many people in anything that you could look up to or even say represented you in the culture back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, shout outs to the WWF, mm-hmm. now WWE, because they were some of the first, you know, to welcome that more so.
That's true. And a lot of those guys said they dealt with, you know, they dealt with all kinds of stuff, maybe like some subtle racism on the side, like in the, you know, locker room stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, but yeah, big shouts to those guys. We talk about, you know, they don't know what they're doing up there and things like that. People say that, but like for them to give those guys chances, like that's big. So they kicked down the doors for guys like, you know, The Rock to be able to come through and Booker T's and all those guys. So definitely shout out to the brass at the top that were, you know, cool enough to let that, you know, let those guys in, yeah. you know, in the beginning. So, so yeah, man, big shout out. And this is your Matt Mania Black History episode, co-starring the NPC Collective. All right, guys, real quick, let them know how to find you on the interwebs. Of course, you can find NPC at npccollective.com and on Facebook at NPC Collective. All right, make it quick. Give your shout outs.
This is 1UP Creative Mind Frame. You can find me at 1uphiphop.com, and then you can find all my other stuff from there.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Kadesh Flow. You can hit me up at KadeshFlow.com or at Kadesh Flow on literally everything.
Word.
Hey, it's Richie Branson.
Richie.
My social media is Richie Branson. Mm. OtakuGang.com. See, check it out.
Get over there.
Still recovering, man.
Not my IQ. You can find me on Facebook, IQ1, EYEQONE, or on Bandcamp, which is, what is it, Bandcamp/IQ?
Or is it I don't know where your Bandcamp is. I don't know.
No. All Bandcamps is like,
oh, it's Bandcamp. No, it's your thing, then dot Bandcamp.
There we go. So it's IQ dot Bandcamp.
EYEQ.
All
right. Get it right. All right. K Murdoch, how do people find you?
Hotmail@hotmail.com. I actually used to use that in college and like hot. Yeah, it never worked.
Hotmail@hotmail.
The-sound-samurai.com or randombeats.io. Peace.
Yo, would love to. Oh, shoot. I just got a text from Samus. She says she's going to stop through. I might just have her pop on for a second. But anyway, thanks everybody for being here. This is Matt Mania. Have fun watching whatever you're watching. And let me know that you're listening. Shoot me a text or not a text, but, you know, a tweet or something. And leave feedback and all that and 5-star or 100 stars on iTunes and let people know you listen to the Matt Mania podcast. And I'm going to give you a special. I'm going to play a little piece of the next song from the Matt Mania album that's coming out, one song per week. So I'm going to pay you a little clip. Roll that beautiful bean footage. Peace. Better get what they got, cause we coming with a crew, and you know they stay hot. Tell me what you gonna do, cause we just can't stop. Everybody know the new, they rock, send me one time. Give it to me now, a little louder. Okay, let's go. Excuse me, it's time for the new day. Put the pedal to the metal, so clear out the throughway. We fly it in Blue Jays, so putting it loosely. We ain't coming to play, cooking like souffles. New day, ain't never been booted. Got gold, got mode, come off like toupees. And we get it to stay, champions in the truest form. You been warned, you no match for the unicorns. Three-headed, three legends. P.O.P. hold it down for at least 3 seconds. Give it up for the world's greatest tag team. E, Kofi, and X, the source of your bad dreams. The freshest professors can't test us. Beats by Francesca, she's so precious. Yes, we got work to do. Clap with me on beat when the verse is through. Come on. You better get what they got, cause we coming with a crew. And you know they stay hot. Tell me what you gonna do, cause we just can't stop. Everybody know the new. They rocks every one time. Give it to me now. A little louder. Okay, let's go.
New Day rocks, it's sounding kinda familiar. Biggie, Kofi, and Woods attacking, that's my familiar. Test a fan that I fear for you, cause hit Assyria, they just be chanting their names. Brought in 2 big horns, they enchanting the game with banner of fame and a manner untamed. See, they was lost in the woods, that's trouble in paradise, double of Fahrenheit, cause these kids ain't pretending. So hit them back up when you dig like
you
the end.
You better get what they got, cause we coming with a crew, and you know they stay hot. Tell me what you gonna do, cause we just can't stop. Everybody know the new. They rock. This episode is dedicated to the memory of Barbara Jean Walker. We love you and we miss you.
Hey, party people, it's Kate Murdoch here, and I want to talk to you about something real fresh, real new that myself and Mega Rant are doing now, and it involves you, the fans. Myself and Mega Rant just launched a Patreon, a monthly way for you all to subscribe to us and what we do for as little as $1 a month. You'll get free exclusive downloads, a guaranteed song a month, and if you pledge at the $10 level, you'll get a free project a month, whether it be something we do together, whether it's something solo, a side project that I engineer or produce, it's guaranteed exclusive for you Patreon supporters. So, if you really like what we do, then this is the time to get down and join us. We are trying to bring back that Nintendo Fun Club vibe because this is essentially a fan club for the real fans. So check it out, patreon.com/bitsandrhymes. That's patreon.com/bitsandrhymes.